From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence arrived in South Korea to attend the opening ceremony of the Pyeongchang Winter Olympics. Pence, meeting with South Korean President Moon Jae-in, said Washington's support for Seoul was unwavering.
Reaffirm the strong and unbreakable bond between the people of the United States of America and the people of South Korea.
Pence is leading a U.S. delegation to the Winter Olympics, in part to counter efforts by North Korean leader Kim Jong-un to present what U.S. President Donald Trump's advisors see as a facade of international goodwill and cooperation. North Korea held a military parade and rally in Kim Il-sung Square Thursday. Jeff Custer has more.
Kim Jong-un attended the parade, which North Korea's state-run television broadcast hours after it was over. He called for his military to maintain a high level of combat readiness against the United States and its followers. It was unclear whether the North showed the entirety of his speech during the recorded coverage of the parade, which seemed heavily edited. Kim didn't make any comments about the Olympics in the parts of his speech that were broadcast. Pyeongchang Winter Olympics officially open Friday, where North and South Koreans will march under a united flag during the opening ceremony. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
U.S. military officials say coalition airstrikes in northern Syria killed about 100 pro-government fighters who were part of an attack on U.S.-backed opposition forces. The U.S.-led coalition said the pro-government fighters carried out an unprovoked attack against well-established Syrian Democratic Forces headquarters. No Americans were hurt, but one SDF member was wounded in the assault that was backed by artillery, tanks, and rocket-launching systems. Follow Voice of America on social media for pictures, videos, stories, and more. This is VOA News. Russia warns the Islamic State group is turning northern Afghanistan into a resting base of international terrorism and bridgehead for establishing its destructive caliphate in the region. Pernell Murdoch has more.
Russian ambassador to Pakistan, Alexei Dedov, said that the group's international wing was spearheading the effort of terrorists spilling over the borders of Syria and Iraq and moving worldwide. Russia and Iran accused the United States of supporting Islamic State's rise in Afghanistan. Washington rejects the charges as rumors and says its operations in partnership with Afghan forces against IS bases in the country have significantly degraded and reduced the number of terrorists. Pernell Murdoch, VOA News, Washington.
A Bangladesh court sentenced former Prime Minister Khalida Zia on Thursday to 5 years in prison on corruption charges. Bangladesh's Anti-Corruption Commission had filed charges against Zia and five others, including her son, for allegedly stealing more than $260,000 from the Zia Orphanage Trust. The former Bangladesh Prime Minister has denied the accusations and blamed incumbent Sheikh Hasina for politicizing the case. The conviction means that Zia could be barred from running in the December national elections. Zia's lawyer says she will appeal the decision. More than 200 aftershocks have hampered rescue efforts after a powerful earthquake struck off Taiwan's east coast. Rosanna Philpott has the latest.
Emergency teams raced to uncover survivors in the early hours of Thursday morning, looking for any still trapped in the rubble. It's the aftermath of a powerful 6.4 magnitude earthquake that struck the city of Hualien Tuesday. At least 10 people are dead, more than 250 injured, and many are still missing. The tremor tore apart pavements and shattered buildings, bringing at least four down. Hualien lies close to Taiwan's east coast. The island sits between two tectonic plates and is prone to earthquakes.
Reporter Rosanna Philpott. Power struggles are ravaging Zimbabwe's main opposition party months before the election as party leader Morgan Tsvangirai seeks cancer treatment in South Africa. Three deputies are vying to act as the MDCT party leader in Tsvangirai's absence. A spokesman told reporters that Tsvangirai remains unwell and will return to the country soon and described those interested in succeeding him as, quote, political vultures. Former U.S. President George W. Bush said Thursday there is clear evidence that the Russians meddled in the 2016 U.S. presidential election, forcibly rebutting fellow Republican Donald Trump's denials of Moscow trying to affect the vote.
That's the latest world news from VOA.